43. There's your weather from News Radio 1270 and 106.7 KIML. All right, we're back here. Let me give you a quick conditions calm. 55 on the humidity is percent. 43 the dew point. Barometric pressure 30.11 rising. Visibility minimum 10 miles. Sunny and 59. Now let's get it started, okay?
From your slumber, you rise. Now let's greet the day with news, weather, sports, and talk. It's time for Wake Up Wyoming.
Wake Up Wyoming.
Here's your host from the mattress to the shower, into the kitchen, then to your vehicle and on your way to work, with Skip Spence on News Radio 1270 AM and 106.7 KIML.
Well, good morning, gang. We got a whole people in. Chris coming in from the sports department because it's our weekly get-together with Coach Hodge and, of course, the Gillette Wild. And Coach has brought in a couple of players today. Chris, how you doing, my bud? You've had
I'm
a good,
good
morning.
How
yeah,
are you?
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
Let's get weird.
Thank you for that homemade mayonnaise you gave me. Okay,
no,
thank you.
No problem.
Okay, great.
Very tangy, wasn't it?
Very tangy.
And
very
high
tangy.
Protein.
Yeah. There we go. It's going on 9-12. And Coach Hodge, you started the regular season this past weekend. Who did you play, and what was the result on the road?
Well, we had to go up to Havre, Montana, to play the Glacier Nationals. We played them Friday and Saturday last week. Friday night we won 4-1, and then Saturday night we decided to score some goals, I guess, because we won 13-2. So,
oh, man, that's great.
So we got some guys, we're depending on this year for the offensive side of things. We got a couple of those guys to get the monkey off their back a little bit and score some goals. And now our focus is basically all on Bozeman this weekend. It's going to be a totally different weekend, totally different series, totally different games. So now we got to put that aside from last weekend. It was good to see to get a couple good wins, especially on the road. When I was a player, I always liked to start on the road because you get a little bit closer with the guys, and you get to be more of a team when you're on the road. You know, you usually sit with somebody, you know, at lunch or something like that, with somebody a little bit different than maybe you hang out with at home, or, you know, stuff like that. So I really enjoyed it going on the road, and getting two wins for us is great. You know, starting off the season 2-0, and now, like I said, now our focus is all on Bozeman this weekend.
Now, well, I got a question for you. Did I read it correctly? Two hat tricks?
Yep.
In one game?
Yep.
Ooh, who got them?
Neither one of these guys did.
Darn.
I think Nick Stockard, and Colt Johnson.
Yeah, Nick Stockard and Colt Johnson. It was big to see those guys kind of get on the board, get a hat trick. Colt Johnson's just a younger kid. He's about 18 years old. He came to us last year and really proved himself to be a really important part of this team, a really big piece of our puzzle. And, and Stocks came to us, later on in the year. To get those guys kind of going this year with, and then combining these guys with them as well, and then the other guys that scored some goals as well. We're really happy with the offensive side of things. And, now we got to work on the defensive side and try to get that complete game that, you heard me talk about almost every single week last year, Chris. We're making steps in the right direction, which I'm liking, and now we can kind of move on here and really get into this heavy schedule we have coming up.
Well, let's talk to the players a little bit, because, and the reason I'm going to bring you guys in, he just talked about going on the road as a long bus trip. What did you guys learn about each other, and do you think the trip brought you all close together? And probably introduce yourselves first too.
Riley Hoegner, and you could probably say we got close on the bus trip, maybe a little bit too close, but. We'll save that for a rainy day, but I'd say that we're a pretty close bunch. I guess when you're with each other every single day, you become pretty close. So,
yeah, this is Tyler Tennant, and a 9.5-hour bus ride, you're in a bus, so you're pretty close to the guys. You're always talking. Most guys sleep, but me and this other kid sat up till, 2 in the morning, the first on the way there, just talking. He's new. He's from Salt Lake City. Just got to know each other a little bit, and that's good, so.
Well, Skip and I got close the other night. His air conditioner was out, and so we had to kind of stay together.
Like I said, teams, when they travel together, they stick together. Yes. And sometimes it's pretty smelly in there, too.
Did you use
deodorant? You smell, man, but you're my teammate. I got your back. Anyway, so go ahead, Chris.
Let's talk about the defense, because that's really the big question mark for this team, is you have one returning defenseman, a whole new set of goalies. How did you feel about how they performed after the first couple of games?
The goaltending, didn't see as many shots as I would have liked to have seen. You really can't judge when guys are getting 16 shots or, you know, 20 shots or something like that. But they played well for us. You know, Glacier had a couple of chances. They hemmed us in our zone. The goalies made some big saves. You know, the defensive end, I mean, like I said, I mean, we knew we were going to be young there. But I was really happy to see some of the younger guys kind of step up and do some different things. The best part about the weekend, though, was, you know, it got a little chippy, obviously, in a 13-2 game. And these guys, not just these two guys, but the whole team, they all stood up for each other. When one guy was, you know, maybe getting punched in the face or something like that, you know, there's two or three other of our guys, you know, right in there right away to kind of defend their player. And that right there, I told these guys after the game, that shows that, you know, we're getting to be a more of a complete hockey team. You know, now we got to work on putting together that complete game. And, you know, and the reason why I brought these two guys in here today was to announce that these guys were our two of our assistant captains this year.
Fabulous.
And, you know, and with Kyle Truax last week, we introduced him as the captain. We wanted to make sure we introduced these guys as the assistants. And, you know, we have three leaders on our team now that we definitely feel very, very comfortable with their leadership skills and everything like that. So we're excited now. We got our captains in place. We got our lines in place now. We got more of our systems in place now. So we're going to be more ready to play Bozeman maybe than we were to play Glacier last weekend, if you can, you know, think about that, I guess. But, you know, this week is definitely a big week for us. It's going to be a true test to see where we actually are. Basically turn the page on Glacier and focus in on Bozeman this weekend at home.
Well, you guys, that has to feel nice. So just give me your thoughts on being named captain.
I mean, being assistant captain is huge. You're a big leader. You lead by example and stuff. And sometimes you're the guy that has to be not the best friends with the guys in the locker room. You got to keep the team going and stuff. So, I mean, it's huge. Big honor.
Yeah, I'd say it's an honor to be picked by the coaches and organization and teammates to be assistant captain this year, and just hope I can help guide the team to success this year.
In your case, did him talking to the new players and spending time with them, not on the ice, mm-hmm. but in the bus, did that have a lot to do with the decision on that?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, these guys probably didn't know it. Well, maybe Wags did, because I was kind of yelling at him during training camp. But they've been kind of underneath the microscope a little bit more than, you know, a lot of people, because I do have a lot of respect for those letters that go on those jerseys. Either it's a C or an A.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of respect for it, and I had to kind of make sure that I was making the right decision for the organizational standpoint as well. And, you know, I really watched these guys on the weekend, and, you know, I talked to the players on the weekend, you know, separately. I didn't really let these guys know I talked to them. And I basically asked who they thought were the leaders in the locker room, and they listed off the three guys that I thought were going to be the ones anyways. And then I kind of watched them some more and saw them talking to different guys and maybe they hung out with last year. You know, they kind of flip-flopped, and, you know, I was really, really impressed to see both these guys here talking to the younger kids. During practice, they're trying to help out. They're trying, you know, because the coach can't talk to everybody, you know, so these guys are really doing a good job of trying to bring these young guys along, because I think they both realize that there is something special here. You know, we got to add a couple more pieces to the puzzle, but, you know, if we get those pieces, I think this is going to be a real good year for us.
Speaking of that,
ahead, Chris.
Let's talk a little bit about, I want all three of your opinions on this, but I know it's early, you played two games, but you've had a whole preseason. What do you guys think the difference is between last year's team so far and then this year's team?
I'd say last year we had a lot more, I mean, veterans on the team than we did this year, but I think we have a lot of guys stepping up to the plate this year and kind of, well, we have a couple of, well, more than a couple, but we have a lot of new guys this year that I think are going to step up to the plate and help us out, and hopefully it benefits us in the end run.
Yeah, I feel like we've got a lot of young, eager guys ready to join, like, junior hockey and get their first season under their belt and working hard and it looking good. The younger guys are going to step up.
I mean, I think just as a coach, just standing back and kind of watching this, it's a whole different attitude this year. You know, I was watching guys walk into the rink the other day and just watching their demeanor getting off the bus, or, you know, during our exhibition games, I was watching these guys, well, getting out of their cars and walking into our locker room at home, and, you know, they had their headphones on, and they were, it was just a real serious look. You know, like last year, last year we had a good team. It was a really close-knit team as well, but it was more of like they would be walking into the locker room and kind of joking and laughing on a game day, which kind of drives a coach crazy. But to be honest with you, like I watched these guys. They all had their headphones on listening to their music, probably rap music, I guess, because that's all these guys play in.
No NSYNC or anything?
No,
Backstreet?
No. All that old stuff's done now. But I just think it's a different attitude. I think the guys that are on our team this year realize what we're trying to teach them, what these guys want. I mean, you know, all three of our captains. I mean, they want to move on to college. They want to, you know, either play hockey in college, or in Tyler's case, I mean, he might have a chance to play hockey and baseball in college and be a two-sport athlete in college if he decides to kind of do something like that. I think these guys see what these guys are trying to do, especially for Tyler again. I mean, he's from Gillette. No team from Gillette's ever made it past the first round. And I think that's got to be a kind of a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a goal of his to reach is to be, you know, on that team, the only team in Wild history to make it past the first round. And he'd have a lot of clout around town. I mean, we have guys that come in, you know, alumni and older people that have played for our organization. And I think it'd be pretty cool to let these Gillette kids that are from here be able to have that, you know, in their back pocket to be able to, like, you know, hey, we made it past the first round and we made it to the Silver Cup or wherever, how far we go. So, there's a lot of different goals, you know, for Wags. He's trying to go to a prestigious D3 school. So the guys are watching him and watching how hard he's going in practice and in games. And, these guys are going to lead by example this year, which is great. And, I just can't say enough about how the attitude has changed this year compared to last year. I mean, we had good leadership last year, but, you know, this year it's just been a little bit different feeling as I've been in the rink with these guys.
Well, I'll tell you what, you brought up the music. So everybody around here knows I'm a huge progressive metal fan, but let's ask the players here. What are your three go-to songs before game or practice to really get you going?
Ask that guy over there.
I can't.
DJ Wags.
Come on, Wags. Hear this.
DJ Wags.
I'd have to say YNO by Ray Screamerd, Swing by Ray Screamerd, and Black Beatles by Ray Screamerd.
Hey, Chris, you know who Ray Screamer is?
I don't.
I have no idea either.
Wags, tell us, who is a rapper?
I'm gonna check it out, though.
Okay, we'll check it out, man.
Yeah.
I'm into it. You know, it was Lil Wayne's birthday today, you know.
I like a little rap.
You know, it was Lil Wayne's birthday today. He's been around a long time. Great. Super. But I like this because, you know, I figured that out about you spending the time with a younger player because I coach college soccer. And that's where I determined who my leaders were going to be, too, a lot, was on the bus in the preseason in the first couple of games. Who was going to be behind Emily, my All-American captain, the silent giant, you know, and she was only 5'3". Boy, she could score goals. But anyway, so that's great. I'm really impressed with your attitudes and stuff. And you know the coach is the coach, but you know that you're there in the process. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back. We got to do the Cowboy State News Network Sports. More with our Gillette Wild. Wags, you got a good attitude. I like your bravado. You got it. Hey, man, I'm there, you know. And I got to learn who that rap star is.
They aren't at a crossroad. I'm Keith Kelly. This is the Cowboys State News Network. Sports brought to you by Sportsman's Warehouse and the Governor's Council on Impaired Driving. Some may think that the Wyoming football team is at a point in the season where it could go one of two ways. In year three of a rebuild, head coach Craig Bull reminded folks that this time last year, the Cowboys were 0-4. Right now, the Pokes sit at 2-2 with a game at Eastern Michigan last week that they felt they should have won. And Bull says that he's in tune with where his team is at heading into the border war.
I meet regularly with our captains. I had breakfast with our players this morning. They're disappointed. And I'm convinced that you'll see a team that's going to bounce back and give a great effort this week. And so a crossroads, to say we're a crossroad, I think that's like hitting a little bit of a moving target. Some people say, okay, you're 2-2. I know this is we're just getting started in conference play. I also know this last year. Now, I know it's last year, but last year at this time, we were 0-4.
Bull has said to his team, don't let someone beat you twice, referring to Eastern Michigan getting the best of the Cowboys this week. By thinking back to that loss, redshirt freshman linebacker Logan Wilson says having a rivalry game up this week will help in that regard.
It gives you a little bit more motive going into this week to try to beat a rivalry team like CSU, especially in trying to get that boot back, because I don't think the boot's been back here for 5 years or so. And so if we get that on Saturday, it'd be a big turning point for us this year.
Wyoming is at Colorado State Saturday night. Kickoff in Fort Collins set for 8:15.
It's time to gear up for hunting season, and Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need, from hiking boots and backpacks to guns and ammunition. They also have experts who can help you find just what you need. And now it's even easier to find the best gear at the best prices in Wyoming, because in addition to the Cheyenne store, Sportsman's Warehouse has new stores in Gillette and Rock Springs opening soon. It's the early hunting sale at Sportsman's Warehouse, going on now. Take it outside.
Football is a team sport. Victory requires everyone working together toward a common goal. I'm Mitch Unrein. I played defensive end for the Wyoming Cowboys, and now I'm in the NFL. More than a million DUI arrests are made each year in the U.S. That's a roster you and your teammates do not want to be on. Be a team player. Make sure you and your friends have a safe ride home every time. Better yet, take your turn as a designated sober driver. Your teammates will thank you. A message from the Wyoming Governor's Council on Impaired Driving.
Both the Wyoming Cowboy and Cowgirl golf teams are in action. They'll be in the final rounds of their respective tournaments today. Cowboys tied for third at the Mark Simpson Colorado invite. Ryan Wallen shot a 6-under for the first two rounds. He is tied for fourth. Cowgirls sit in sixth place at the Nebraska Chipton Club in Lincoln, Nebraska. Keith Kelly for the Cowboys State News Network.
Well, the Primary Restaurant and Wine Cellar, you know all about it. Blue Plate Specials, happy hours, and they thank you for your patronage. And the Blue Plates are only $11.99, serve 7 days a week. Lunch or dinner, great food, great price. Made from scratch, comfort food cooking. And today is Tuesday, chicken fried steak. They brought that up from the South. Vegetables and potato, and tomorrow, Wednesday, half a pizza and salad. Happy hours, they happen every day from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on bar drinks, beer, wine, appetizers, 25% off all drinks from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Now, those hours 2 to 5 in the middle, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., 50% off appetizers, beer, drinks, wine by the glass. And, of course, for the wine lovers, 25% off all bottled wine from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Dine-in only. Largest wine selection in Wyoming, and big screen TV. It's Prime Rib Restaurant and Wine Cellar. Value elegance, smoke-free. 682-2944, 682-2944.
Happening now, it's the Champion Windows pre-winter sale. Don't suffer through another winter with old, drafty windows. Just call 888-2-CHAMPION and stay warm with huge 30% off savings on new Champion Windows. These are the windows guaranteed for life. The frame, glass, hardware, and installation. No wonder they're recommended by over 40,000 neighbors. Schedule your free in-home estimate. Just call 888-2-CHAMPION 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or go to getchampion.com. Save thousands on new windows with 30% off plus 60-month low-interest financing. But hurry, the Champion pre-winter sale ends soon. Schedule your appointment today. Call 888-2-CHAMPION now.
The Champion Lifetime Limited Warranty applies to Comfort 365 windows as long as the original purchaser owns the home. Minimum purchase required. Offer of credit is subject to qualifying credit approval. Cannot be combined with other offers. See store or website for details.
Hi, this is Nick.
Hi, this is Luke from Carpenters Pass the Rack.
Are you still putting off buying new flooring?
Nobody likes to procrastinate.
Our new line of crust carpet has the most rock-solid warranty in the industry. No stains, no exceptions.
What's that mean?
If you stain your carpet, crust will replace it, no questions asked.
That's amazing.
This warranty is good for your home and commercial properties like apartments and rental houses.
So what are you waiting for?
Carpet Express Direct. We're family owned and operated.
Okay, the next celebrity dash. We're the closest thing to whole South.
The Camplex Heritage Center Theater and this station present Ballet Folklorico Quetzali on Friday, September 30th. El Teatro Camplex Heritage Center y Esta Estación presenting Ballet Folklorico Quetzali a Viernes 30 de Septiembre. Quetzali serves as official representatives of tourism for the state of Veracruz, and they are one of Mexico's greatest cultural treasures.
Quetzali son los representantes oficiales de turismo de la estado de Veracruz y son un tesoro cultural de México.
Tickets to Ballet Folklorico Quetzali at the Camplex Heritage Center Theater on Friday, September 30th are available at the Camplex box office or online at cam-plex.com.
Los boletos por Ballet Folklorico Quetzali al Teatro Camplex Heritage Center Theater el viernes 30 de septiembre son disponibles a la oficina de los boletos o en línea a cam-plex.com.
You have the power to transform the world around you, and we've created a revolutionary event to help you unlock that power. Live to Lead will give you a lifetime of valuable wisdom and the initiative to become a better leader for the sake of others. Hear from some of the greatest influencers and leaders in the world. Dan Cathy, Liz Wiseman, Simon Sinek, and of course, John C. Maxwell. Where in the world will you attend?
Attend the simulcast in Gillette October 7th. Call Peregrine for your ticket today, 685-1555.
Reminder to Remington rifle owners. Owners of certain Remington rifles should take notice of a proposed nationwide class action settlement. The plaintiffs claim that the trigger mechanism of certain bolt-action rifles, such as the Remington Model 700 and certain other models, are defectively designed and can result in firing without a trigger pull. Remington denies these allegations, but to serve its valued customers, may replace these new triggers for no charge with a brand new Exmark Pro trigger or other trigger mechanism. Safety has always been a priority for Remington. You may opt out or object by November 18. To participate or learn more, visit RemingtonFirearmsClassActionSettlement.com or call 1-800-876-5940. That's 1-800-876-5940. 1-800-876-5940. Visit RemingtonFirearmsClassActionSettlement.com or call 1-800-876-5940.
When you think about it, investing is more than just money. You're trying to achieve something important for you or your family. That goal could be a comfortable retirement, college, or protecting your family. But here's the real question. What's important to you? Hi, I'm Tucker Sturdivant, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Setting a specific, realistic goal is the first step, and I can help. Call me today at 686-8263. See for yourself how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Tough jobs require tough trucks, and there's no better truck out there for those jobs than Ram. Available at White's Energy Motors, your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. During Ram Power Days, you can save up to 20% on a new Ram on the lot, like this 2016 half-ton crew cab 4x4, discounts of over $13,000. Yes, $13,000 off a brand new Ram truck. Stop by White's Energy Motors today to visit one of their sales professionals. White's Energy Motors, 203 Motor Court in Gillette. Stock number R16026. Buyer must qualify for discounts based on availability.
Talking about the good things of Gillette, Campbell County, and the Thunder Basin. Now back to Wake Up Wyoming with Skip on News Radio 1270 AM and 106.7 KIML.
We are back. We're talking hockey with the Wild. Coach Hodge and his two assistant captains are here. And Wags, now your real name is what?
Riley
Wags, okay.
Riley Hall Wagner.
Riley Hall Wagner.
There you go.
You're a Wagner.
Riley Hall Wagner, but you know, like... Whole Wagner.
Oh, okay. All right. Whatever.
Boys call me Wags, though.
Wags, so. And you have a nickname?
Yeah, my name's Todd.
T-O-D, Todd.
Yeah, you know, T-O-D.
There's a guy with only a nickname down. There's a guy that has a little bitty stop in a road down here before you get into Converse County, and he's got a nickname, Bill. And that's it. You know. Hey, Bill, I'm driving through. Coffee next time at the hotel across the street for the Hunters. All right, there we go. We're back. Now, what's going on? The next games, what are we doing here, Coach?
Well, Friday and Saturday night, we're at home this weekend. We are home opener Friday night, 7:05 at Camplex, playing at Spirit Hall, playing against Bozeman Ice Dogs. And then Saturday night as well, same time, 7:05 at Camplex at Spirit Hall again against the Bozeman Ice Dogs. So it's going to be a good weekend of hockey, especially people that were kind of been dying for the hockey to come back.
It's here.
Yeah, this is a huge weekend for us. Big one of our big rivals, I would say. They finished third place last year. We finished fourth place. So it's this is the start right here of us seeing the cream of the crop of the division. We play these guys this weekend, and the next couple of weeks we play the first and second place teams from last year's from our division. So it's going to be an interesting little month here. But this weekend is as our motto is, we take one game at a time. And Friday night we got to be ready to go. And Bozeman's just another obstacle that's in our way. We got to get through.
Well, Bozeman, surprising team last year. They're 1-1 this year. They lost to Great Falls and beat Helena. So it looks like they could be on their way to having another good season. So we'll see what happens out there. But, get out there, folks. Go out there and support the Wild this weekend.
Yeah, maybe we'll actually get Chris to come to a game this year.
Oh, so Chris, you haven't been to a game in a year or so?
I went to one last, no?
No, it wasn't last
year. 2 years ago I went to one.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Well, I have football, I'll be out of town.
Friday, you're Fridays, so you got football, man.
But Saturdays, I am not sober the whole day.
That's okay.
That's
my
shadow.
Yeah, you would fit in perfect with hockey crowds then, man.
If I catch a ride, maybe
there's taxi cabs. I'm pretty sure we have taxi cabs in Gillette.
And you know, like, I'm kind of like a Uber guy, so, you know, I can get you there.
Do you have Uber here?
No.
Oh, I was going to say.
No, we don't have it. Bags. Okay, great. Chris, like I said, I'll give you a ride if you need it for a Saturday event or something like that. It'd be great, you know. Now, next year, see, I won't be able to go to Friday games next year because I'll be with that new puppy upstart football program across the, down here on the South Campus. So, there we go. But anyway, what else would we like to talk about? If they could get information on tickets and how much it costs and where should they go to get tickets, Coach?
Yeah, it's it's $10 per person to get into the game, which is really cheap for a sporting event. Kids that are 10 years younger, or I think it maybe eight or so, but in that range there, they're free to get in. It's just gonna be a good weekend of hockey. If anybody's looking for that entertainment factor for the weekend, and we understand that the weather is nice still, and a lot of people don't want to go into a cold rink, but it's gonna be a great form of entertainment this weekend. Two really good hockey teams, pretty darn close, evenly matched up offensively, defensively, goaltending wise. So it's just going to be a good hockey games this whole weekend. I'm excited for it. I'm excited to see these guys play this competition that we've been trying to preach to them that they're going to see this year. So I'm excited to see who steps up and who really shows us that they want it this year.
That's good. Now, we do promotions at different events out there, do we? Do we do promotions like special nights and stuff, sponsored nights and everything?
Oh, yeah. So. We do that, yeah.
And you can find out about that online too, right?
Yep. You just go on GilletteWild.com. Everything will be on there. You can join our Facebook page. I know these young kids do Twitter or whatever it's called.
Sure, Twitter.
Yeah. Wags, is that still cool, Twitter?
Snapchat's the cool thing. But
All right, well, I'm trying to get up to date with this technology, guys, so you got to give me some time.
Twitter used to be, and then it just faded away.
I had to get rid of my Snapchat. There was a couple of issues, some pictures that didn't erase. You got them. You got them, Skip. Did you screenshot
them? No, I
didn't
see them.
Oh, that's weird.
Didn't see them. No. I've never been on that service. I stick to Facebook and Twitter, and that's it.
Respond to my weird snaps. Anyway.
No, that's why. There we go.
I heard there's a free every time I hear free food or appetizer, it gets my attention. So isn't something like that going on this weekend?
Yeah, this weekend, we're going to be passing out to the crowd free appetizers to Ruby Tuesdays. You go to the concession stand, buy a pop or something like that. You can get a free appetizer out of that. Obviously, it's limited. Obviously, we just can't give out 1,000 free appetizers. But, so we're going to be doing different types of things like that this year, especially with our specialty game jerseys that we're going to be wearing this year. We're going to be doing a breast cancer jersey this year. We're going to be doing a military jersey. And we're going to do, in February, we're going to do something a little bit different that I kind of picked up with the Rapid City Rush the last couple of years. We're going to do a superhero night where guys will be wearing Batman shirts or Spider-Man shirts. We haven't really decided on the main one yet, but again, that would go back to a local charity in town here. All of our benefits that we do, everything goes back to charities. And like I said, it's going to be an exciting weekend this weekend, but overall it's going to be an exciting year for everybody.
I think so too. And the fact that you got a new business in town already on board with you with Ruby Tuesday.
Yeah.
Because they opened up when I got here 3 months ago. And for them to get involved, and that's great. Because junior hockey is exciting and everything like that. So
yeah, we actually have a lot of great sponsors in our town here.
Who helps you out?
Old Chicago is a big post-game sponsor for us. I know a lot of fans maybe go there and have a couple of adult beverages before they get to our games. So we have a lot of different sponsorships throughout our town. Powder River Office Supply, one of our owners of the team, is a big contributor. She owns that. It's also the mayor of Gillette as well, Louise King. So they're a huge contributor to us. Obviously, Basin Radio helps us out quite a bit.
We want to. We'll help you anytime you need it.
We have a lot of big supporters out there, and we're always looking to even get more people to jump on board. And and we're going to be out in town the next few days here, trying to meet everybody and trying to get some more sponsorships to our team.
Now, the thing I heard as we were off the air during a break, you had some guys go out to the Rosette Elementary.
Yeah.
Tell me about it, man. What's this all about? Well, I heard they were the bomb. Yeah. Everybody loved them.
Yeah, yesterday, playing junior hockey, you got to kind of do these things in the community. You got to get out to schools, read to kids. I think yesterday they played floor hockey yesterday with the kids. So as much as we can get into those schools and educate kids about the game of hockey, educate the kids about the Gillette Wild, that kind of stuff. Try to express a little bit more interest into the game of hockey, maybe get some of the kids that are interested but they don't know how to get involved and stuff like that. So we really try to get out there as much as we can and try to educate the kids on the game of hockey, and we would love to see a lot more younger kids play the game in Gillette here, it's actually an easy recruiting tool for me if I'm watching these kids coming up and coming up through the high school levels and that kind of stuff. So we try to get out there as much as possible. We're going to be partnering up with Bighorn Dental this year and doing some different things with them. It's just going to be an exciting year, something different than these guys are probably used to around here. We're going to take a lot of experiences that me and Tim, my assistant coach, and I, and Dwayne Dillinger and Jim Lundquist that have been around the game a little bit. We're going to take all of our ideas and kind of put them in motion this year and try to get out there and see a lot more things and introduce ourselves and get our name out there a lot more.
That's good. That's good. You guys like going out and talking to the kids as players?
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, getting your word out for your team brings in a little more fans, gets a little more rowdy, and getting younger kids introduced to the game. I mean, I started in the game when I was 4, so I try to get the kids in as young as they can.
Would have to agree with Tennant over there. And when you see a little fan in the stands with your jersey on their back, I mean, can't ask for much more than that. And might as well get some more fans in the stands and help out the community.
Well, I think the neat thing is the younger kids get in free. So, Mom and Dad, this is a family event. Mm-hmm. And these little guys are looking up to our guys. And you need to have them out there. So, like I said, they make it so much easier for your younger child to learn about hockey, understand the game of hockey, and maybe want to participate in it. That's what was the big thing that helped out in my hometown, which was anything but a hockey town, even when we had just a little Swander ice rink before we had the stadium downtown, and just getting kids in youth hockey. And I said, well, is it any good? Is our youth hockey any good? And then I had people from Pittsburgh come to do a youth hockey tournament. They go, facilities are as good as ours. People are friendlier. The businesses go out of the way to make sure that we're taken care of, give us great deals in the hotels and everything like that. Mm-hmm. That's the advantage of a Gillette, too, because we have the hotel structure being on I-90 and the complex and everything ties together. We have an infrastructure that's much larger than any town this size I've ever been around, right, except for a college town, But that's great. So you guys are excited. You look confident. You look very relaxed. You already look relaxed, but I'm glad you took the kids out to Rosette.
That's because they're tired. That's why.
Yeah. How was practice this morning? How was practice?
I mean, it wasn't good. Went out there and battled with the boys a little bit and did a couple of flow drills and just getting ready for the weekend.
Okay, good, good. Now, personally, as two young men who love hockey, who's your NHL team?
Boston Bruins.
Oh, well, Coach will love you. How about you?
Washington Capitals.
Capitals, they play a mean game. Mm-hmm. I was, my radio station I had in suburban Nashville, Fox Sports affiliate, and so I had a season ticket right there. So I go watch the Predators play. What a Capitals. Talk about chippy. The Capitol. Yeah, we raise the stick when we feel like it. That's great. I enjoyed watching. That's what I enjoy. Sure, I rooted for the Predators. When I went to St. Louis as a kid, watched the Blues. Go up to Chicago, watch the Hawks. But the key element is seeing other teams come in. I wanted to see Bobby Orr as a kid.
Me too.
I wanted to, I wanted to see these guys that played with your dad, things like that. And yet, Rangers. I said, okay, let's watch the Rangers, And then there's those hapless poor Islanders. Just go back to Montauk. Get out of here. Go home. Get back to the other end of Long Island. But enjoyed the game. Now, personally, as players, who are some of your favorite people that you look up to from the NHL rankings? Team. Your heroes. There's nothing wrong with saying that, even at your age. You're young adults, but it's okay. Wags.
NHL. I'd have to go with Alexander Ovechkin. I mean, he has a pretty nasty toe pull and shoot, if you ask me. And that's kind of my signature move out on the ice, the toe pull and shoot. So I would have to say him.
Oh, man, toe pull and shoot in baseball, that'd be Stan Musial lifting his leg and hitting the ball. There we go. How about you?
Being a Bruins fan, it's kind of weird, but I like Sidney Crosby. I think he's all-around
Why not?
Team guy. I mean, He plays defense. He plays offense. He's just a team guy.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, like you said, he makes the players around him better. That's the key in the Penguin world. That's the key, you know. Of course, now in the 80s, I really got into watching the tough, rough Flyers play. You know, whether I was for them or not, it was just the hockey. It was just, Philadelphia needed something to cheer. And back then, the Phillies were good, and they were good. So you had to be happy for those folks who'd been down in the dumps for so many years and stuff like that. But that is so cool. Now, do you have any other players that influence you from foreign hockey or European hockey or college hockey or anything, pretty much?
Well, I guess being from North Dakota, I guess I like the CBS line, but there are a couple of those guys graduated last year. But I'd have to say, yeah, I like looked up to the North Dakota, I guess, college team being from North Dakota.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Watching them, and actually got to see them win that national championship in Florida last year, so that was
That's really cool.
Yeah, so.
You know, but political correctness has ruined history there. I still want to say Fighting Sioux. I'm sorry.
Yeah, same here.
You know, Fighting Irish. Why haven't they changed Notre Dame yet? That's a knock on the Irish. We had a team before consolidation when I was a kid. High school's consolidated. Now they're the Southridge Raiders, but the two schools that had them were Holland Dutchman, you know, which makes sense. The little town of Holland with the Dutchman. Mm-hmm. And Huntingburg was the Happy Hunters. Oh, I'm so happy I just killed a deer. You know, and I'm thinking, how did they get that? You know, that goes back to the early 1900s. You know, strange nicknames. What are the strangest nicknames you've found on hockey teams that you've played? You have any strange ones you've seen?
I'd have to say there's a town in North Dakota that probably most people know. They're called the Dickinson Midgets.
Yeah, Dickinson, yeah.
I don't know why you name your mascot the Midgets, but that's just me.
I'm going to skate between your legs and score a goal. You know, I could just see Mini-Me from Austin Powers in there, you know? But the strange nicknames. Any nicknames you run across?
No, I don't think so.
Well, like I said, I love it because in Illinois, I refereed a lot of basketball, and the big rivals were Centralia and Effingham. I live in Effingham. Of course, you got to watch how you say that. But Effingham, Illinois. And the Centralia team has the record, I guess, is organized basketball, the highest winning percentage in the history of high school basketball in the nation because they started like 100 years before anybody. And they play in a gym they called the Orphanage because they're the Centralia Orphans. Okay. And the rival is the Effingham Flaming Hearts. Tautopolis is the Wooden Shoes because it's a Dutch town. But we had some strange ones. I was in a little Oakland City, Indiana, and they were the Acorns before they became the Wood Memorial Trojans. It was the Mackey Aces, Francisco Isles, and the Oakland City Acorns. And they're our tribal. One of them was a town of Fort Branch, is now the Gibson Southern Titans. And their three schools were the Fort Branch Twigs. So they go, we go, snap them twigs, stomp them nuts, snap them twigs. You know, the great school games, you know.
Yeah.
And then, but they consolidated with the Hofstadt, should be the Elites, but they say Elites. You know, like a Dodger. And then the other town was Owensville. They were the Kickapoos. Go Kicks. You know, strange nicknames. They're great. If you ever want to study, just find out all the strange names. And I'm sorry, Mules is common in Missouri. There's like 20 high schools named the Mules because I'm a Missouri Mule. But what are some of the other nicknames in our league?
The Glacier Nationals. That's who we just played last weekend.
I like that. That's a nice one.
Yellowstone Quake. They're out of Cody, Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
Billings Bulls.
The Bulls? Okay.
What's Missoula's nickname now?
The Bruins. Junior Bruins.
Oh, that's very good, yeah. There we go. So you guys got some really cool names. I like the Wild, though. You know, of course, now Minnesota's got the Wild.
Yeah.
Of course, you and I are old enough to remember the Stars before they became Texans. You know, that's right. North Stars, and they became the Stars in Texas.
One of the best logos and uniforms ever created.
Oh, my gosh. And I was so brokenhearted when Minneapolis and Minnesota and St. Paul lost them, and then they got the Wild, and that makes it really nice. I like the name of the Wild, but whoever designed your logos, I love them.
Yeah.
Is that a local designer?
Yeah. This is the old logo that you see us wearing in here right now. We decided this year to kind of rebrand ourselves.
Sure.
It's been 5 years with the same logo, and we wanted to kind of do something a little bit different for this group of guys, and this will be the new logo we have this year. That'll be our new logo for the coming future here. And, it was just something we kind of decided we wanted to change. We kind of went away from the all purple jerseys on the road and went with more of a black and silver LA King kind of style jersey. Just kind of a plain, just Wild right down the front of it, kind of like the New York Rangers, how they have the diagonal thing down. We kind of did that. And then our white jerseys are sharp, too. Those will be showing off this Friday night. So everybody who comes to the game will see our new jersey, our new white jersey on Friday, and then we're going to be wearing our road jerseys on Saturday too. So the fans who are coming to our games will get to see both jerseys, both our new jerseys, both new uniforms that we have. And like we said, we just kind of wanted to, we were doing some thinking this summer and just kind of wanted to rebrand some things and, and kind of change our logo around a little bit just to kind of get a new look out there for everybody to see.
Question before we take our last break and then come back for a wrap up. What would be the coolest looking NHL jersey that you've seen? That's a current jersey?
Edmonton Oilers.
Oilers?
Yeah.
I always thought they were kind of playing the old ones.
Come on, Oiler. That's my favorite team.
Oh, that's your favorite team?
Yeah, I'm not a Bruins fan.
No, you're not?
No.
Oh, my gosh, man. Your dad's looking down going, no!
He's looking up. He's looking up because he's in Florida. So He's looking up at
He's
me.
Looking up. I'm sorry. He's not looking down. He's looking up from the south. He's not looking down from Boston going, no!
No.
Now, whereabouts in Florida did he retire?
Tampa Bay, Florida.
Oh, yeah. Does he ever go watch the Lightning?
Yeah, every once in a while, him and Phil Esposito will kind of partner up and go over there. My wife and I went down there last summer and got the chance to go out to lunch with Phil Esposito again and just sit there and listen to their stories of them playing for the Bruins when they were all basically these guys' ages because both guys were. My dad was drafted at 16 and I think Phil Esposito was about 17. He was drafted or maybe 15. He's a little bit older than my dad. And, Bobby Orr was drafted at 13. So it was a little bit different of the day, but it's always great to hear those guys tell their stories.
I forgot to ask, we got so wrapped up into being the assistant captains and everything, your positions?
Left wing.
I'm a right wing.
Boy, left and right. There we go. Who's in the middle?
A little bit of everybody, I guess.
Everybody comes up and takes the spot. We do the same thing in soccer. Sometimes you got four guys up in the front, depending on if you're pushing the offense, and if you're pulling back, you got two or three, depending on the look of the defense and everything, and you guys learned that. You're getting deeper and deeper into playbooks now. Have you learned a lot since you've been in this level? As far as it going deeper into a playbook? Learning your offense?
Yeah, I'd say we learned, obviously, quite a bit more plays, and obviously just the pace of the game is a lot more fast coming out of high school last year, and yeah, I like it a lot.
Okay, good. Take a break. We'll be back. Wrap up, talk about this weekend. And you guys can wrap up and say hello to everybody you want to. We're getting this on tape for Chris, so he'll have a copy of it in the sports department, okay? We're with the Wild, Gillette Wild, and you need to go out this weekend, Friday and Saturday. A lot of people will be staying in town since the high school football team's on the road. But if you're in town, definitely Saturday and Friday, be out at the Camplex, and you guys play in Spirit Hall?
Yep.
Okay, great. Have to get out there Saturday.
Sports Time on the Basin Radio Network with Chris Brennell.
Area golfers earn all state honors. I'm Chris Brento with your Basin Radio Sports Update.